USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are on the uptick, health officials are hoping a renewed push to get more people vaccinated will help control the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said that he believes more vaccine mandates could help slow the spread. He told ABC's This Week that he approves of President Biden's move to mandate the shot for federal employees and contractors.
I am glad to see the president insisting that we go forward requiring vaccinations, or if people are unwilling to do that, then regular testing at least once or twice a week, which will be very inconvenient. Yeah, I think we ought to use every public health tool we can when people are dying. Death rates are starting up again, and you just went through the numbers about how many new cases we are seeing. We are on a very steep up swift of that curve, and we ought to be thinking of every possible intervention.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Senate has voted to end debate on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill, setting the measure up for a final vote within the next day or two. Senators voted 68-29 Sunday night, with 18 Republicans joining with all Democrats to set the bill up for a final vote, which it's expected to pass. Senator Bill Hagerty was the lone lawmaker trying to slow down the advancement of the bill, withholding unanimous consent to stop debate. The Tennessee Republican explained his apprehension of the bill to Fox News, saying that he saw it as Democrats trying to open the door to even more debt for the country.
They found out that they had a terrible budget score, over $250 billion in the hole. You recall, they've been saying all along that this infrastructure bill was going to be, quote, paid for. Well, indeed it's not, and they didn't miss it by a little bit. They missed it by a long shot. $250 billion in the red. Other estimates could be even higher. I blocked this. This frustrated the plan to accelerate this, to pass it in the middle of the night on Thursday night.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Health officials in San Francisco began offering a supplemental dose of COVID vaccine for people who had received the Johnson & Johnson shot and wanted an additional dose of an mRNA vaccine. The city's public health director acknowledged that it had not been approved by the CDC or the vaccine manufacturers, but that the department was just fulfilling requests for the extra shot. Dr. William Schaffner is a member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and tells CBS News that an extra dose may be beneficial for those who are immunosuppressed, but that the single J&J dose should be good for everyone else.
The CDC is under active discussion, as is the Food and Drug Administration, of getting an extra dose for people who are immune compromised, who are cancer chemotherapy, or their transplant recipients, because the original series didn't work optimally for those people whose immune system is suppressed. That's different. You're thinking of that as a three-dose series for those immune-suppressed people. You're talking about a booster, an additional dose for people who already have had a good response. We're not there yet. CDC has not made that formal recommendation.
And Hall of Fame college football coach Bobby Bowden has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Bowden spent 40 years as a head coach in major college football, the majority at Florida State, compiling 377 wins, 12 Atlantic Coast Conference championships, and 2 national titles. Bobby Bowden was 91. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.